Imagine raising your children in these conditions. No one wants to live this way.
In one end of the trailer is a room with holes in the wall, peeling plaster, a rusted stove, and a leaky sink and toilet. A ragged teddy bear sits on a tiny bed beneath an electrical outlet with exposed wires. On video screens mounted in the walls, poor families describe the homes they lived in before Habitat for Humanity built them a new one. In one scene, a woman points to a hole in the ceiling above her bathtub.
Every time somebody upstairs goes to use the restroom or takes a shower, it comes down in here into this tub.
The other end of the trailer features newly plastered walls and shiny new plumbing fittings, and the video screens are filled with Habitat volunteers building homes. The Lutheran company Thrivent Financial is sponsoring the exhibit and putting up the $100 million to fuel the four-year building blitz. Thrivent's Tara Perry says the goal of the project is pretty basic.
We're hoping to give people a chance to have a simple, decent home that they can afford.
Dane County Habitat for Humanity Director Brian Miller says the project could help some of the more than 3,000 people in the Madison area who pay more than half their income to live in substandard housing.
I just walked through an apartment a couple weeks ago that was closed down because by the city of Fitchburg because of the landlords not keeping up the electrical, not keeping up the plumbing. And, you know, this has got families living in it because they don't have any other option.
Miller says his Habitat chapter had planned to build 16 new homes next year. He says with funds from the new project, he'll be able to recruit more volunteers and possibly build as many as six more. He says the only obstacle is finding affordable land to build on. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.